Blog Talk Radio.
Artist Connection. Perk your ears up, cause it's going down. The Artist Connection, the hottest and coolest show in town. You came to the right place, cause on every episode they play songs from up and coming artists across the globe. The hottest in news, gossip, and current events. So just sit back, relax, no need to be tense. They're here to tell your story, ain't trying to steal your glory. No matter the category, just let it dispense. From Blues to Prince, Tasha and Tammy, exquisite. So visit the airwaves they inhabit. To this will be tragic. Don't dismiss the show, cause that it factor they have it. Two sisters whip like a rabbit, lifting your soul to heaven's attic. I know you're gonna be healed by all the magic revealed. So crystal clear and surreal, and no static. So yo, I'm glad you made the selection. We'd like to welcome you to the Artist Connection. Here we go. Up in your area, we all in your section. Tasha and Tammy, be the radio best friend coming to you.
What's up, what's up? It is your girl Tosh, and I hope you guys are ready tonight. I am here with another show for you guys. We have it's going to be a chit chat, but tonight we're actually going to be talking to none other than the amazing Miss Brandy Hamilton of Miss Talk to Me. Her clothing line is Talk to Me Clothing. Sorry about that. And I also want to give a huge shout out to my partner in her absence. She will not be joining us tonight. Tammy is, of course, working on some of her other projects. She's a busy woman, so we have to keep up with her, and we'll definitely miss her tonight. So without further ado, let me just bring in Miss Brandy herself, okay? One moment. Here she is, guys. How you doing tonight, Brandy?
Hi, how are you, Tasha? I'm okay. How are you doing?
I am doing really, really, really good. How are you?
I'm okay. Nervous, but I'm okay.
You're nervous?
Yeah, a little bit, because I don't know. I don't like my voice on the air and stuff, and I hope everything sounds good and I don't stumble over words and stuff like that, but a little nervous, but.
You know what? I'm just going to give you the advice I was given for radio. Never apologize. Don't worry about it. Any mistake that you make, let people know that we are live. Like, this is not pre-recorded.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's just a conversation. I'm going to ask you, you know, what to do. That's it. Yeah, make you feel as comfortable as possible.
Okay, thanks. I'm just being me. I hope I don't wild out too much. No, I'm just kidding, but thank you for having me.
You are very welcome. We, of course, have been trying to get you for a cool minute. You've been so busy. So much.
I know. It's been forever. I'm so happy finally. You know, I guess because of everything that I'm always trying to put my foot into and do, like, I really do have passion for it all, so I get wrapped up and I'll forget certain things. But you and this, you know, Blog Talk Radio have always been on my list. I've been wanting to do this, you know, for a cool minute with you, so really thank you.
Awesome, awesome. And, you know, that's how we feel about you, too. We see you grinding. I always, you guys, if you don't know, she is I hate to even say celebrity blogger because it's such a negative reputation, but you rep that so well and so positive. You know, it's not gossip. It's not, you know, you get a little tea, but you know, it's not bitter, nasty tea that we see being spilled all over the place.
Yeah.
So tell us about what you do, your hustle, how you get down.
Well, first and foremost, I always have to give a shout out to Talk to You. So first is my love, which is Talk to Me Tees, and that's the clothing line and, you know, T-shirts and beanies, sweaters, things like that. And we reached a lot of good, big plateaus with Talk to Me, you know, with Kamora Lee Simmons getting shirts. That was like our first big major deal. And Baby Fat actually calling and letting, you know, me know that she loved her shirts and things like that. So I never really wanted to give up on Talk to Me from that point. And we just recently, I think it was December, if not January of this year, we had rapper Precious Paris, who was actually at that time the first lady of 50 Cent's G-Unit. She wore it on Love and Hip Hop's New York, and that was my Notorious Big collection, she wore the Juicy shirt, and so that was a major deal. So whatever I do, I don't, like, want to forget Talk to Me Always, you know, rep that and still hustle with that. But now, which is, like, taking up a lot of time, is the blogging. And I wanted to do the blogging as a way to, well, I do write. That's my first passion is, you know, writing. So I wanted to be able to start writing again, but show my love to a lot of the people in the industry that I do love and appreciate, rather than trying to tear everybody down, which is what, not to knock anybody, but I think a lot of the bloggers do that. You know, I give it up to some like B. Scott and Nicole Beachy, who to me aren't as, you know, horrible as some of the others, but I just, yeah, they're not, they're like, you know, good, but like you said, like, I want to give sweet tea and unsweetened tea. I think that if a person drops a new clothing line, that should be blogged on just as well as if, you know, they cheated with and things like that. So that's when we came up with Setting the Record Straight.
Right. And you know what? And first of all, I love the name Setting the Record Straight. You guys don't know, follow them everywhere. Instagram, you definitely need to be plugged in, because you guys, I mean, you get your scoop that you guys get and what you bring is so just on point. I mean, constantly you can just go on there. You can really get lost, just so you know. I've wasted, you know, I won't say wasted time. You know what I'm saying? It's just like you get wrapped up. Wait, what happened?
Exactly.
You know.
Thank you. And where it can be, and that's good that you said that, because it shows people it doesn't have to be majorly shade or, you know, the worst tea in order for a person to be engaged and, you know, like it and like what they read. And I like to, like, you know, look for the new things, a person's new album, a new clothing line, I don't know, a baby. There's a lot that is so important that can be blogged on. Like today, for instance, I was all around. I haven't seen anyone yet. Well, not anyone. Let me take that back. But a lot of the popular ones speak on Ashanti. She just merged with Michelle Obama, you know, for the Drinking More Water campaign and being healthier. And I think that's just as important as if we found out Ashanti was in somebody's motel room with somebody else's man and things like that. But they don't, you know, and they don't want to touch bases. But I love everything fashion. I have food on my blog. I want to focus on, you know, on Saturdays. That's where we put up a lot of the newest joints or good joints that people haven't heard about. So my blog is wrapped up with everything, and it's everything with Setting the Record Straight.
See, and that's awesome. And, you know, I watched the interview. This is before we even started this Artist Connection. I was watching Method Man, and he said something quite a few years ago. He said, you know, if I put out a new album, don't nobody care. Nobody's tweeting that. Nobody's talking about that. He was like, but if I have, like, if I'm rapping and I got a little spit that hits my chin, oh, that's going to go viral, you know?
Yes, exactly.
And I said, you know, I said, we need an outlet. And me and my partner, you know, Tammy, who's my co-host, you know, she's of course tonight, but, you know, that's what she said too. Like, well, when we blended and we came together, we're like, no, we need a place for people to have opportunity. So it's so funny, but people are like, I mean, we've been doing this for 3 years, and people are like, you have a radio show? I'm like, girl, yeah, you need to come on there. You know, just like let me tell you guys, if you don't follow her on Blog Talk, it goes down in your kitchen, like, for real. Your food, I'm like, okay, she lives, you know, I know where you live, so I'm like, dang. That's a
Yeah,
for real.
You know, it's so much, and I started, and actually being on Facebook a lot helped me to want to actually blog a little more, because I saw that I had a lot of people that I'm friends with on the, and what they do is everybody throws up memes. I use them sometimes, but I'm just, you know, a writer, you know, you're a fellow writer, you know, we can talk. So I like to actually post a lot of things, and whether it's about my son or what I, mm-hmm. you know, made. I think it's good to share new dishes. And I'm not the one to post, you know, fights, World Star Hip Hop and all that ignorant stuff. I'm more of a, I've always been into the celebrity thing, you know, since I was a little girl. I hear stories from my sister and when my mother, you know, was alive and things like that. Like, I've always liked that. So when I'm on Facebook and I started seeing my form more was like sharing ice cream conversations, Hello Beautiful, The Shade Room. I started off like that, and I noticed that I would caption it in my own words, and I started to like it more, and the sharing food and all. So I wanted to do it from that point on, and the engaging that I saw, it was good, and I like the one-on-one with the celebrities. I like when someone likes a photo or follows me. Okay, it just lets me know that, you know, this is my forte. Writing is my thing.
Right, exactly. And it definitely is. And, you know, for people who don't know how it works, because some people, you know, especially with me and social media, I recently learned social media and how it works, meaning that, mm-hmm. you know, people, it's just throwing some stuff up there and then people are just going to follow and like. There is definitely a method to the madness. So can you just break
yeah.
down how, because I know you're on 12, you told me 12 networks that you actually use.
I have
every
like 12 different networks, yeah. I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Pinterest, I'm on Google+, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I mean, the list goes on. I think I'm really on Tumblr, everything. I take advantage of everyone, and that's the thing. Social networking is amazing, as you know. Back in
yeah.
the day, like, my oldest brother, he was a rapper at the time. He doesn't now. But I remember riding around with him in Hollywood to different, you know, record labels and dropping off demos. And you would hope that someone would take your CD at the time and, you know, not throw it away and things like that. And I remember taking those rides being young, going, oh, we're going to Hollywood. But if things were like they are today then for him, oh, it would have been nothing. I mean, we have so much access to be able to get to the people that we once wanted to get to, you know, just to know that this really is P. Diddy tweeting himself. This really is, you know, Keisha K or whoever it is that you're trying to get a hold of, this really is them, and it makes it more easier. So if you hold a platform and a forum on your networks where it doesn't engage with all of the ignorant things, and, you know, you never know who's looking at you. That's the first thing. You might
exactly.
have tweeted someone, and you might have tweeted them 20 times, and they might have never answered back because they were looking at you the whole time. And
mm-hmm.
whereas you gave up on that and started, you know, doing a little too much, and they're looking like, nah, I don't want to work. So you
exactly.
never really know one who's looking at you, you know? And
yeah.
two, that's what social network is for. That's another thing I want to make clear. Yeah, so many people that tell other people, don't do this. You post this too much. You this, and they're tired. When I'm on Facebook, when I'm on Twitter, when I'm not there for everyone else. I'm there for who might be looking at me. And
right.
I need to repeatedly post these things. I need to show my progress. I need to talk about my next move. I need to let them know she's working. No matter what someone else thinks, she's working.
Right, exactly. And
you know,
I love that you said that because I know for a long time, this is a little struggle, you know, because on Artist Connection, we talk about our personal lives just a little bit. You know, I struggled
mm-hmm.
a little bit. I was trying to, you know, market my book and sell my books and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because people would tell me like, oh, you're just wasting all your time on the internet, wasting your time on social media. And the first mm-hmm. person that I would bring out, because that's the only person I knew that made it on social media for me at the time, was Nicole Bitchy. So I'm like, well, she was
exactly.
on the internet too. And, you know, she got
yeah.
that $1 million in 6 months. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You do too.
That is so true.
Yeah, yeah. Let you do you sometime, you know? Cause
yeah.
Yeah.
That's
it
what
crazy.
It's there for. I mean, political reasons or people in school, and I say more of a forum for, you know, business and things. And my sister, she tells me all the time, I always laugh with her because since I started my blog, and she's really excited, she loves it, she, you know, shares my posts, she's just there 100%, and she's always like, you're going to be that blogger that made it off of social media, and you're going to be like the Westbrooks and, you know, people like that, not to pump up anybody's heads that are thinking, oh, see, I could still be half naked on Instagram. No, but sometimes there's a lot of, you know, women out there, girls who are very beautiful, and they're up there taking these pictures, and there, and then you look at the Westbrooks and you do say, well, wow, look what can happen. Social media is whatever you make it, is what I say. And what I'm making it is my forum to build my empire and my brand. That's what social media is for me. It's not there to argue with other people. I'm not there to tell everyone every problem that I have. Some look like, oh, she thinks, you know, I'm not so happy. I have problems like everyone else, but that's not what my social media forum is for.
Right. Right, right.
You know, it's just sometimes we have to separate. When you're out there for business and you're trying to get it, the argument you just had with your dude the night before, that's not the place for it.
Right.
Just, you know, if I make mine, my son, and it's a lot, you know, my dude up there, I have my family time post, but it's more engaging with the business, and then it isn't hard to kind of like market yourself to these celebrities. Like, another thing is you have to be not scared to address them. I have never been, I talk to them like I've been friends with them for years.
Right, exactly. And I see you, and that's why it makes it easier. And let me just say that, you know, when you do post things that are personal, you make it very easy for the person to also see that you're still on your grind, you're still on your hustle. It's more like, you know, I made this, you know, this meal is a bomb, you know, that type of stuff.
Exactly, yes.
Because you didn't work, you know, a whole day, you know what I'm saying? So it's always something that is still promoting, it's still your bit, you know, it's just letting them know you're human. They're not going to get everything. Everything is not for everybody. So you got to know when to
pull. Exactly.
And that's why, tonight when we were having this discussion, you know, I talk to anybody, I meet people who want to start businesses and do things, and I was like, you have to listen to this conversation, because when you have a chance to sit with somebody who I personally respect, as I called you before, I said, you're a networking, like, genius, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you. Thank you.
Really,
I appreciate that.
You're so welcome, and I also respect the fact that everybody's gifts and talents aren't the same. So I know that that's not my passion. So, but I see that it's your passion. Do you get what I'm saying? Mine is definitely mine is definitely more of the, okay, you're trying to get somewhere. I may not know everything, but let me try to help you as much as I can, and I'll show you what you know how to get there, and introduce them to people like you, you know, and other people too, you know. Mm-hmm. Definitely get to know her. We're talking to Brandi Hamilton tonight, guys. She is the owner of, CEO of Miss, I want to say Miss Talk To Me, but I know it's
Talk To Me Tees,
Talk To Me Tees. And also, of course, you know, Setting The Record Straight. So Setting The Record Straight, of course, is your blog. And also, can you tell people, what is a typical day in the life of Miss Brandi?
Oh, a typical day. Mm-hmm. Well, a typical day consists of getting Andrew off to school. That's baby boy, of course. A lot of people on first day probably don't like, who's Andrew? So, yeah, baby boy. Getting baby boy off to school. He leaves in the morning with his father. So once they're out the door, it's like not even an hour wait. It's not even a 10-minute wait. It's like right there. I'm on my tablet. I'm on my phone. I'm on the computer. I'm literally now on the phone talking. I'm on the Dre Beats. I mean, if I have to have music in my ear while I'm working, that's going to happen, which is 9 times out of 10 going to be Diddy or Little Kim, something like that. something that's going to give me my adrenaline and my rush, which is going to be probably Diddy. And from there, it's just whatever I thought of the night before. That's another thing. Some people think of things and they either someone tells them that it's too far-fetched or they might think it's too far-fetched. There's nothing too big for me. If I thought of it the night before, the next morning, I'm calling New York, oh, who is so-and-so's publicist, who is so-and-so's agent, and I have it in my head that I'm going to talk to somebody and something's going to happen. So the typical day for me is just really the grind and the hustle of trying to put my name out there more further, you know, as big as it should be, I guess, in my eyes. And then when Andrew comes home from school, it's, you know, but then it's still a lot of work. He might come home around 3:30, and once I take a break to feed him, and that he's a game junkie, so he's on the game, and so really until his father gets home, I'm really on, and that's what another thing people have to realize, like you see a lot of people who don't get it, and they will tell you that you're online all day, but I literally, the way someone will say, I work in this warehouse, I work over here at the gas station, where I work online, I work on Facebook, I work on Instagram, I work on Twitter, I'd work on MySpace if it was still popular, and you know, like I work wherever I see an outlet for, you know, me and what I'm doing to kind of try to squeeze in there, then that's what I'm on all day long. And I don't feel ashamed because I have a lot of friends that really work at a lot of places. And I'm like, but why are you online? Because this isn't your job.
Right.
And, you know, it's like, so I take pride in working online.
Right. Like, you're long gone watching me. So how are you? You know what I mean?
It's crazy. I see people who are, I don't know, receptionists, cashiers, nurses, and when you make a post, and I know you're at work, like, no, boo. So, like, for me, it's like, I'm supposed to be online. And that's another thing. When you work online, there isn't a so-called time that you have to be off. If I have a brainstorm at 11:30 tonight, then I'm back online.
I know. And if you guys follow her, I'm telling you, you'll see it and you'll appreciate, you know, the work that goes into it. And that's another thing I was going to talk to you about. When you do the stories that you do, okay, and you put things out there, have you gotten to the place where, I know you kind of had a little incident, I don't know if you want to go into it a little bit, with a very popular artist a while ago with your old you know, company where you were, and I saw the post, you know, of how that went. And so when you have incidences and things like that happen, what happens with that? Like, you know, what is that experience like where artists don't like everything put out or whatever?
The experience of just basically when I was working with the other people of basically what them not really taking well to what I was trying to do, or
yes.
Well, that was at first two different emotions. At first I was, and that was weird. I've never been sad with stuff because, I mean, I get sad, but not in business because, I don't know, when it comes to business, I don't get sad, but I think because I thought that I had this brainstorm and that it was just going to be it, and it just wasn't, and that's what made me sad. But it took me all but probably about 30 minutes to an hour to bounce right back, and that's what gave me the drive. Like, anything like that will always give me a drive because I'm not a quitter, and I'm more of a retaliate, revenge type person where if you make me think I can't do it, or if I see you hating on the sidelines, or if you've really just put, then I'm just going to prove myself even more. So it actually gave me an adrenaline to do more than what I was doing. I was like, okay, well, Brandy, you're doing this, but you can really do this. And when you start seeing, it's like a Carrie Hilson or a Neo, you write so long in the back, and you're like, but wait, I can write and sing. So I took it like that. You know, you're just writing, it's not working with this company. So you go ahead and write and sanction yourself.
That's right. That's right. And I'm telling you, I personally am so glad that you did, because it opened the door for, of course, you to do some collaborations with us here at Artist Connection. And for I finally had a chance to talk to you a few weeks ago, and just what you said to me was, you know, you're basically tired of the garbage, like we were when we started this radio show. Let's just flood the airwaves and the, you know, and the internet positivity and good things and you know, great things, and do what we do but make it a positive way. So I'm so excited about this merge and, you know, this merger and everything that we're going to be doing together as well. So I want to thank you for that.
And thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. And then I wanted to ask you, what's coming up for you? What are your future projects that you're working on?
Well, I was to have already dropped my perfume line, and that's taken a bit of time, but that's probably next, actually. I have a perfume on the way, and I can't really tell the name of it because I don't give away a lot right now. But, yeah, I have a perfume that I'll be dropping soon. And besides the perfume, well, the website for Setting the Record Straight will probably be about another 2 weeks, but from the website itself, I want to start taking Setting the Record Straight in a direction where I'm not just posting the tea and things. I want to start doing more exclusive with celebrities and seeing how that's going to go. Because when I did the Amber Rose interview, that was really fab. That was like when I interviewed Tyrese, that was over the phone. So it was like, it was different than actually being in the same room with the celebrities. So I liked that really, you know, I don't know. I liked that a lot. Like, that was really hot being in the same room. So I want to, whether it's on the phone or not, I want to try to get more exclusives and do that. And basically, besides the perfume and the furthering of Setting the Record Straight, it's whatever comes. Like, I'm the type that I'll brainstorm some things or think of some things. Oh, and then my merge with Artist Connection, you know, soon I'll be coming and dropping some tea with you guys every now and then. So that's another thing. But, yeah, it's like whatever just really comes to mind. But those are the major things I'm working on right now.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, you are one busy lady.
It's crazy. Everybody says that. And I don't see it, though, but everybody says it.
You know, it's funny. That's what people say about me. They tell me that all the time. I'm like, you're so busy. And I'll be like, I am.
I guess because I'm always at home. I don't, you know. Oh, you know what? Speaking of, I don't know how I didn't give this a shout out. Yes, there is something else coming up this weekend. I have to give my girl a shout out. Jaquetta Green, the first hair expo. She's actually having a hair expo in San Bernardino, and she'll be in Rialto. This is going to take place November 7th and 8th, and I will be one of the sponsors, so Talk to Me Tees will be in the house. And, you know, they're going to have barbers competing, hairstyles, makeup artists, so it's going to be really fab. And I'm happy for it because I always hear about them in L.A. and Atlanta and things like that, so this is something that the IE needs. There's not a lot of positive things that's been happening in San Bernardino lately, but Jaquetta, she's always having her hands in something positive. So, yeah, this weekend we will be at the Hair Expo in San Bernardino. So I cannot wait for that, just to, you know, give her a quick shout out.
Of course, of course. And, you know, I'm giving a big shout out to Jaquetta as well and everything that she's doing, because we're going to be out there at the expo too. I'm going to be out there with my girl Carmenita. Shout out to you. She's been listening the whole time. I'm looking at her time on her whole time. Like, wow. You know, she's riding with us. So shout out to you. And hello, Arion, the son. I know he's watching, so listening. So shout out to you too.
That's what's up.
Yeah, they're big time supporters. They can't wait to meet you when we get out there. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
That's going to be so fab. Yeah, that's going to be nice. I'll actually have some Oreo cookies that Classy Caramel, is it? Caramel Creations. She's who I'm really into now with, and I actually blogged on her too, so you'll catch that. She does sweet treats, and she's going to make the little Oreos with the Setting the Record Straight logo on the top, so I'll be passing those out to promote my blog more so. And you know, with Setting the Record Straight, I don't know if you've realized, I mean, I didn't until afterwards. When I called it Setting the Record Straight, later I thought, okay, this is really long. You can't expect someone to always just write that. And I started seeing how people like Media Takeout broke it down to MTO and things like that. So that's how I got the STRS. Knowing without the A, it looks like star still. So that really sent me overboard.
Yeah, it does. It looks like stars.
Yeah, you know, it looks like stars, and we have the stars there. And so it kind of metaphorically entwined with Setting the Record Straight, but we're doing it with, you know, the celebrity, so.
That's right. So, man, you're just doing it all. And, you know, of course, we're here to support and, you know, just cheerlead you on all the way. And we'll definitely get in and start, you know, sharing and retweeting and all that stuff. I know Twitter is kind of going by the wayside of Instagram. But we're gonna get back, you know, behind you and just support as much as we can. And then
Thank you.
You're welcome. And then I also wanted to ask your son. You call him a genius. So when you said his name, Andrew, I was like, what do you mean a genius? God. Because
Andrew has a million names with me. He's baby boy. He's Andrew. He's a genius. He's young lad. Now it's funny because I'm majorly into hip-hop. I don't know if you've been able to tell, but I love all music, but hip-hop is my forte. And my favorite group of, like, all-time rap group would be the Wu-Tang Clan. And I've always loved how Method Man and, you know, Jizz and everyone, they always had, like, more than one. They had all these aliases. Not purposely trying to do it. I ended up doing that with my son. So he has a name for every little thing he does. When he's home, he's mommy's baby. You know, when he's around other people, he's Andrew. When he's off to school, I'm calling him the genius. When it's time to model, I'm saying, you know, this is Andrew Funches. When it's time to rap, he's young lad. So I have really given him a name for everything. But that's another thing, actually, I forgot to mention. Andrew, his music, his love for music is just really out of this world for his age, always has been. We've noticed that, like, me and his father, when he was, like, literally 2 months, not 2 years, but 2 months. And
wow,
from there, yeah, he was, like, 2 months old, and we were new parents, and he was crying and crying and crying, and I gave up. I went in the kitchen, and I got on the computer that day, and I was like, I don't know what's wrong. And then his dad stayed in, and he came and got me. He was like, come look at this. And I mean, the way this little boy was crying all day, I would have not have guessed that Jay-Z's Fake Black movie would have calmed him down.
Wow.
And he was only 2 months old. And honestly, since that time, anytime he would cry when we'd know, like, well, he's eight and he doesn't need to change, there's nothing wrong, we put that on and Andrew would just get quiet. So it went from that to his love to Bob Marley, Michael Jackson. I mean, my son goes and Googles people who aren't even here. The guy that sang Stand By Me, like, he loves music. So I'm working on him as well. And, you know, Andrew likes to act. He likes to model. So I'm really going to focus on doing a lot with him, too. He goes on auditions. He's had an agent. He's really good at his freestyling, and like, he's actually like one of my next biggest projects. And it's not, I like that it's not a parent forcing a child to do something rather than this is what he really loves.
Exactly, and that's so important that the kids love it. You can't force it. I have a 4-year-old that I work with, and you know, he's, you know, that it factor, you can see it. Like, no matter how old a child is, when they have it, they just have it. And that's how I feel about little Arian. And so when you were talking about that, I definitely related to you on that level. I wanted to ask you, do you think that you'll ever, well, no, I wanted to go back a minute because this is for, like, all the, you know, young kids, they're not going to get it, but the old school hip-hop heads, they're going to understand what I'm saying. He actually contacted Kwame, didn't he? This was, like, a while ago, right? Because I saw it on...
Yes. Well, you keep up a lot. That's thanks. He did. Yeah, thanks. He did. And, you know, because I'm like, that is good. You know, some people just say things, but, like, that's really, you know, you're on your job good. But, yeah, he did. And that was actually, like, crazy for me because for me coming from that era, and I love Kwame, he never followed me on Instagram. And I was following him for months. And so Andrew, he always wanted a Facebook and, you know, Twitter. I'm like, nah, you're not racing. And I don't agree with the kids on Facebook type of things. I may just like something and didn't even have to post it, but because I like it, you can see Brandy Hamilton likes this, you know, Brandy Schmert, and it may not be something for a child's eye. So we agreed to get him an Instagram for his birthday last year. And, he got an Instagram, yes, so that was his 8th birthday. He got an Instagram, and he was in love. I watched to see who he followed, and it was mainly rappers. And I'm one of those old-school parents that I teach him, you know, my era. And I was like, here's Kwame, and he knows about the polka dots and all that. So he followed him, and Kwame followed him back. And I'm like, oh, really, Kwame? I didn't get a follow, but, yeah, he's following back, and he's actually, you know, talked to him. He told me, you know, my mom said, I'll let Kwame get him back. So, yeah, that was pretty cool.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, I was a huge Kwame fan, so when I saw that, I was like, yeah, this kid, he knows what's up. So I was really glad about that.
Yeah, he knows. It's funny because when he heard Nicki Minaj's Anaconda, every kid was just, and Andrew was sitting there like singing Baby Got Back. And none of the kids knew what he was singing, but he had already saw Sir Mix-a-Lot and Baby Got Back before Anaconda was probably even thought of. Like, we used to do YouTube Sundays, like, faithfully, and that's when I would just Google. I mean, my son is 9, and, I mean, literally, he can sing some stuff of Guru. He's watched Self-Destruction. He's seen that video. He's seen We're All in the Same Gang. He knows Humpty Humpty. There's really nobody that Andrew doesn't know from that era.
Right. And, you know, that leads kind of to another conversation that I wanted to bring up. You know, right now with hip-hop, it just seems like the more, and I'm not knocking any rappers out there, but a lot of the gimmicky stuff kind of, you know, put you on. You know, like, I have respect for people, and I definitely respect their lyrics and stuff like that. But, you know, sometimes it's just a lot of, like, you know, buffoonery and trying to get attention. And, you know, back in the day, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you had to go through the, you know, shows and win and do the whole, you know, street.
Exactly,
you know, all the stuff. And now you just make a, you know, a Facebook, a Twitter, and then you own, you know? So what do you think? Yeah, like, how do you see, you know, hip-hop, or how do you think that hip-hop can kind of go back or get back to where it was, or do you think it can get back to where it was?
I think it can, and I think the only way that it can is because hip-hop, for me, is messed up kind of now because of the younger artists who come in, and they are with their gimmicks, and they're making their money, and for maybe the label, it's about money. They don't see how they really distorted and trashed hip-hop. But when we have the, because we still have some legends in the game and, you know, some more people who are, you know, like, I wouldn't put Game in the in the category as a legend, but he's one of the older people who are still in the game from, you know, back in the day. And I think that if they can all come together and, like, you know, keep it real and stop trying to have these, you know, little artists on their records and being more like them. Like, I give Game props for his documentary, too, on the old school samples he's done. All the, I mean, then you got
Big Sean, who did the video and paid homage to Martin and things. I think if, and no, it doesn't need to go so backwards, but I think if some of the people who know, you know, just bring this era back, I think with the movie Dope coming out, I really see people are coming to their senses, basically. Like, you know, that era can, you know, it can be again, and we need it again, actually, because the youth is really, and they can say what they want about not being, you know, a role model and, you know, this and that. Like, I understand your parents should raise you, but you have, like, someone like my son. He's an only child, and his dad is here, his mom is here. We're raising him to our best ability, but that doesn't take away the fact that he is going to be enticed by some new rapper and what he hears or he sees.
Right.
And, you know, you have to take responsibility at some point. And I don't think that, I just think, you know, we came from an era where we had backpacks on and medallion signs that were, you know, peace signs and African signs.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were all educated through our raps, everything. And then all of a sudden, we, you know, switched the backpacks for, you know, guns and, you know, lean and jewelry. And it's just not, it's not teaching us anything. So,
right.
Us, we know, but the youth, I mean, my child, I don't know. I'd rather him have Nas in his face right now than Young Thug, you know.
Right, you know what I'm saying? And then it's so true. I know a friend of mine, she was like, you know, she's like, I'm done, you know. She's like, this trap queen stuff, and it's, you know what I'm saying? She's like, I'm done. And you know, it's just, it is a bit frustrating as a parent because, you know, they'll always say, well, it's not up to us to raise their children. And I'll tell anybody, you know, you start educating your kids with the truth in the beginning, and then they'll see the phony. But that doesn't mean that they are going to automatically pay attention, you know what I'm saying, to that.
No,
because
they're
taught nowadays to pay attention to the person with the money. You know
with
saying?
The money,
like,
and then
with
they
the
run
money.
With your friends, and if your friends, you know, it's hard. The temptation is there, and I mean, I don't remember being my son's age and having to sift through the rappers. Everybody, I mean, I think at my age, I mean, at his age, the only rapper that I couldn't really listen to was Too Short, and
DJ Quick, that was me.
That was it. Like, everyone else you were able to really listen to. There wasn't, you know, I did the article with J.J. Fad, and I was asking them, you know, how they felt about the era of rap, and they, you know, kept it real. Like, we don't even listen to this rap. And it was funny Betty B said, well, when we were in, you know, well, they still tour and do things, but, like, really back then heavy in the game, she was saying, you know, we had our clothes on. And I thought about it because when I did my son's paying homage to the greats back to school party, my nieces came as J.J. Fad. And like I told her, that's really true, because if they would have had to choose someone from this era, what kind of clothes would they have been wearing at 4 and 5?
Right. That
you know, you can't come as a rapper today and be a 6-year-old at a party. I mean, I've never really seen Nicki Minaj or anyone. But if we choose from the era of mine, you can be Queen Latifah. You can be J.J. Fat. You can
Moni
be
Love.
Salt and Pepper, you know.
Right.
Moni Love.
Right.
Yeah, you can't. You can still be fashionable hip-hop, but no, your boobs and your ass is not out.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. And then, you know, it's like we didn't have the internet. So our whole thing now is like, you know, you look at these girls and they're like, I'm an Instagram model. I'm an Instagram model.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just they butt is out and the whole, you know, shebang. And I'm not knocking, you know, I don't knock other people's hustles. I just don't. But at the same time, it's like you don't know if you're going to be one day, you know, a lawyer or a doctor or whatever. You guys, I'm waiting on somebody that Googled you, because Google's forever. And then,
that's so true. And you know, the whole the way women are thinking with the implants. I was watching some old school videos the other day, and I don't know if you remember when Gangstar did The Wick with
Gangstar.
Who was in that Nice and Smooth and all of the, and they were on the
beach.
Oh,
yeah. And it was all the,
you remember
yeah,
that?
All the rappers. And I remember Nice and Smooth. I remember Gangstar. And they were doing,
yeah,
what was the.
Yeah, did a little cameo in the video. And
yeah,
that
was
video was on
ago.
And I'm looking at all the girls running around the beach and I'm like, this was right. The era when it was okay to just have a regular ass. It's like everybody's butt was just so regular. Like
regular.
Jody Watley could not be Jody Watley today. You know, back then it was like,
no.
Ooh, we, you know, a different world. Yeah. They'd have on their leotards. We watched, you know, Lisa Bonet,
right.
Chris Summers, all, and it was a regular butt. Now
it was just
it's just. Just regular butts. And a black
yeah.
woman, she had a... The biggest butt we had back then was Janet Jackson. Then that was
right.
it.
She always had it. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, Janet
yeah.
always had it. So, and it's like, that was... But now it's just everything is overboard. In
everybody house. Has it. Yeah, I was listening to earlier... Kay Michelle sat down and talked to B. Scott, and she was talking about how she's going to take out her butt implants and stuff. And she's like, because
yes.
men in business meetings aren't focused on her words and what she's saying. They're focused on her butt. And I'm just
exactly.
like, welcome to the party. You know,
yeah,
they're like,
know
nice of you
think
to
that
finally.
Would be true, but.
Right. like everybody
like,
knows that, you know.
I already like butt, and now you made it more enormous. And that's
right.
crazy because I actually blogged on that a couple of months back when I was with the other company. So when I did it, you know, sometimes you don't know what is false or what is it here. Say you do your homework as much as you can, and we came
right.
up with, okay, well, this is true. And so to see that you sat down with B. Scott, and it was like, wow, it really is true. And that's like one of my ultimate favorite bloggers, if I might add.
Yeah, well, you know I love my B. Scott, honey.
Yes.
My love muffin. I'm a love muffin, okay? Love him.
He is everything.
He is. He really is. And, you know, one of the ones that is not messy because, you know, I also have to admit, you know, I do go down the back alleys and I read, you know, Funky Doniva, you know. And if y'all don't know Funky Doniva, it's a mess. It's a mess.
Oh, really?
But,
oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. A mess. And definitely one of the, you know, I always call it, I'm going to go swimming, you know, a little bit, you know, but at the same time, you know, it's sometimes it's just funny, it's entertainment, and it's not really meant to be harmful, but it really is, because I know he did this, video years ago about Sheree, you know, Sheree Whitfield from Housewives of Atlanta. Yeah, I know you don't do the reality show. That's
no.
what I was telling my co-host.
I know,
she don't,
my sister does
she
all
do
of
it.
Those shows. But yeah, I don't
oh
watch
my
them.
God. Yeah, look, you guys have influenced me a little bit, you and my co-host, because I was like, well, now I feel bad watching because you do get sucked in, you know, you start watching it, and you don't realize it's garbage, and then, like, I have young, you know, daughters that I'm training, and I'm like, you don't jump across the table on people. You don't, you know, women don't really act like this. You know what I'm saying?
No,
and,
they don't.
Yeah, so at this time, I mean, he was being, you know, this lady was basically not able to finance her house, it looked like. I don't know if that's the truth. But he just went over there, and, you know, I'm just thinking to myself, if I'm getting kicked out or I'm going through eviction or whatever the situation may be, I don't want you putting all that out there, you know? And it's kind of like kicking people when they're down, you know? It's like kicking people when they're down. And it's so messed up. So, you know, once again, that's just to say that you're just, you know, a breath of fresh air. That's what I'll say in that world. Yeah. Yeah, it has been really, really
easier to connect. When everyone was going, oh, my God, Khloe Kardashian asked you that, and I thought, wow, since I've been doing my blogging thing, it's hard to get a Kardashian to pay attention to. I mean, when it comes to bloggers, you know yourself. It's like when the name blogger is behind you, unless you're at that height of a TMZ or something, no one can stand it. But you don't get as much props as, you know, People Magazine, Times. Like, these is who the celebrities are paying attention to their stories. So, the Kardashians doesn't really pay attention to the bloggers, and I'm a new blogger at that, and,
yes,
being on my own. So seeing that
I saw the difference. It's because, you know, maybe because I'm not writing about her money. I'm not writing about who she's sleeping with. I'm not writing about, you know, did you make Lamar Odom, you know, damn near kill her. Like,
yeah.
You have to remember that these people are just as human as us. And the way we run through life every day with someone with false information or a rumor or talking behind our back, we can't sit here. Like, I was telling my fiance the other day, I was telling William, like, it's so weird when I hear so many people say, I don't like that person, I don't like it. And I had to sit down and ask myself, and I came to the conclusion, there isn't a celebrity that I don't like. I may not like somebody's music. I may not think that you're a funny comedian, but as a person, I have no problem with you and that where I would have to talk bad about you. I don't know you. So we got to get out of this condition as fans, whether it be even if you're not a fan, to keep it moving. How do we sit every day and make these people who they wake up, they have a career, they have to make their money, and, I mean, I don't get it. Then you get to all the talk, oh, well, the Kardashians are, well, you know, I don't really know. I know that their father was already, you know, in the money, you know. I mean, he was on the, you know, the case with the OJ thing. So it's like,
yeah,
then you got, you know, you got them. I mean, Kim was already friends with the Jacksons, dating the nephew. So they've been on the scene now. As far as how they got more popular, my thing is, I'm not saying it's true, but let's just say if everyone wants to say, okay, well, Kim did this with Ray J, and then all of a sudden, well, guess what? I don't care because I know a lot of females who are doing a lot of stuff like that and have nothing to show for it.
Yes,
I give the Kardashians their props for monopolizing and building and to continue.
Thank you. Thank you. And honestly, that is what I have always said about the Kardashians, because people be like, I hate them. I wish they would, you know, they say terrible things about them. And my whole thing is like, you tell me, you as many women as we can see that Ray J has had, which one has taken that little 15 seconds and turned it into what it is today? She has an empire.
If that's what we
want
to call it, then fine. You know, we got Heidi Fleisch was out there and was a real, you know, the madam.
Yeah.
And she's not.
Yeah.
Then you have Superhead. If it wasn't for, you know,
Video
money
Vixen
from the books, but you've been with everyone.
Everyone.
They've really, you know, I give them their props. You got apps with Apple. You got TV shows. You got clothes. I mean, I'm not hating on them. And I don't have a celebrity that I don't like.
That's awesome too. And you know, I have to say, as a person who read the Superhead book, I don't know if you guys read it, but anytime that comes up, I just have to say this. I've never seen nobody romanticize some of the scummiest, dirtiest stuff in the world.
Right?
When I read that book, I was just thinking to myself, like, what the hell am I reading? You know?
That's
and I'm like, you know, get it how you live. Like, I'm not mad, but at the same time, I'm like, girl.
And that's crazy. And it's messed up because she's such a smart woman, too. If you wonder, like, she's so smart. It's like, how did you even have to, you know,
go that way,
you know.
But you know, we're young at times and we make mistakes and stuff, and that's another thing we have to do is learn to, you know, forgive and be forgiven. But yeah, you're right about that. I just was cracking up, like, really, girl? So I want you to just, for the next couple of minutes, can you talk about a person that is starting out, that is, you know, they may have a limited amount of money, they're trying to get started. What is your best advice for them?
Oh, the best advice for that type of person is, the first thing is to not take the amount of money that you have and think you can't do it. If you have $5 to your name and you have a dream and you have a plan, purchase the first thing, a part of that dream and plan that costs $5 and keep going.
Huh.
Don't ever think, I don't have enough money, I can't. Take that $5 and buy your pack of pens and buy your paper, and that's the first thing you did, was spent money on pens and paper just to sit down and start writing up your whole agenda
and your whole plan, because when we map things out, it's easier. Sometimes we rush with the dream, and we haven't actually sat down, and that's when we start to overwhelm ourselves because we didn't go A, B, C, D, and E. Once you do that, you know, and you start little by little, and there's no time frame. So once you have A, B, C, D, and E, if it takes you 2 months to accomplish A, who cares? Just start knocking them down. If the next thing happens to cost $100, but your whole dream costs $1,000, who cares? That $100 purchase and keep going. Just never give up, never think. I mean, I started everything. Talk to Me was kind of like really, like I was moving into my condo and I really didn't even have, well, no, I moved out of my house and I took that, and that's the whole reason of selling. Sometimes I get sad and mad, but I can tell you my dream. I had my own home that I owned before this one, and I sold it in like 2009. All of that was to get out of a lot of debt and to start with this Talk to Me dream. So just the T-shirts alone, I think I spent like $3,000 just on T-shirts. That mind you, to this day, I can admit, I don't think I like those shirts. At the time, it was like, oh, I was so happy. But today, after seeing all the different graphics and art, those shirts are like nothing. But the point is, I didn't know, and I still got them, and I still spent that much, and things still started from there. I never gave up from there, and don't plan on giving up. You got people like Damon John. When I read his book, he tells his story about doing FUBU and not even having any money, really. And I know there's this one insert where he talks about being at the magic show in Vegas and not even having enough money for a booth at the magic show. But he brought up and thought, you know what? I'm just going to go rent out a room across the street in the motel there. I'm going to put my clothes up in there, and I'm going to invite people from the magic show over here.
Exactly.
Who would have ever thought? Yep. And, you know, they can. Right. And you just keep going, and you brainstorm, and I mean, the best idea, I mean, advice that I can say is just to not give up and to just map everything out. And if it seems like after a year, if you've only reached one major plateau, and it may not seem like nothing else to anyone else, but if it feels like huge and major to you, keep going.
Awesome. Awesome. Tell people exactly where they can find you and everything, all your links, because you're just awesome, and I want people to really go out and support you guys and follow her in a big way.
Thank you. Well, on Twitter, you can follow my personal account, which is BHAM. That's BEE_HAM, and that's just where I'm free to be me. And we have Talk to Me Tees Twitter, and the Talk to Me Tees name is kind of like iffy. It's the TLK, the number 2 METS. So some people just don't, but yeah, TLK number 2 METS. But then now we have the Setting the Record Straight. On Twitter, it's just, you can go to Setting the Record Straight, or you can put Setting the Record Straight with the number 8 in it online, and that will be on Twitter. I'm on Facebook as Brandy Shmurda, Free Bobby, and what else? Hey, GS, I got to give it a Free Bobby. Yeah, so Brandy Shmurda is on Facebook, and we have Talk to Me T, spelled the same way. TLK number 2 METS, and we also have the Setting the Record Straight on the Facebook too. That's doing a lot of good things as well. Instagram, we're there, Setting the Record Straight. Everything is the same. The Talk to Me Tees, except on Instagram, I'm not BHAM. I'm Miss Talk to Me, and I don't know. I haven't really been on Twitter in a long time, and I changed it to BHAM. I was following Kimora, and she was following me, and she would send me gifts, and we would talk all the time and message her, and I called myself Kimora too at the time. But when I started talking to Tees, I just didn't want to – I wanted people to take me serious who I was tweeting, like, oh, she's just a Kimora fan. So I dropped the Kimora too and changed to BHAM. But if, I was really active on Twitter right now. I'd probably change it to Ms. Talk to Me, but I'm not over there as much as I am the other networks. But everything is the same. Talk to Me, T, Setting the Record Straight. And no matter what site, like, you can go on Tumblr, Ms. Talk to Me is there. So all the names are the same, and I'm, like, on every single thing. Like, I probably didn't mention some that I just forgot, but whatever you're on, I'm
right.
on.
Awesome, awesome.
And the
all
website
right, well, thank,
will be coming soon, and I'll update you on that as well.
Okay, yes, and we will definitely put that on our post that on our website, guys. I want to thank you guys so much for watching. Shout out to my husband. He was rolling with us the whole time. He was listening. I was like, aw. And, of
really?
Course, the Carmen.
Oh, shout out.
Yeah,
and, you know, let me give him a big, he's going to tell him, shout out Ryan. Like, your wife
yes.
loves you so much. I know his name.
Yes. I do, my Ryan bear.
Ryan, yes. But he's
right.
probably like, yeah, baby boy and Yayam, huh? No.
You know what I'm saying? He know what's up.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Brandy. You good now. You don't have to be nervous when you come back on Artist Connection.
No,
okay?
And to tell you the truth, you are the best. I don't care who's
Aww.
Never done an interview before. Like, I like giving the interviews. I don't like being interviewed. And, like,
right.
you, like, made me so relaxed, like, after the first sentence. So I've been good. Thank you so much.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much for rolling with us on Artist Connection. Y'all have a great night, and we'll definitely see y'all next week. All right. Thanks, guys.
You too. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Welcome to Artist Connection with your girl Tamiel C and Tasha, where we care to share your story.
Cheer. Yeah. Red Gab in the building. Knockout kid on the beat. Check it. Hey, yo. Tamiel C and Tasha, listen to my demo. This grind is crazy. Need some time, can you play me?
Yeah.
I got a whole lot to say, please. I breathe this music like a no-tooth breeze. Nah, I mean, it's the Artist Connection. We're the best of the best. Explain the love of their lifetimes. They sing of they right rhymes.
Hey.
Cop from Mannheim.
Hey.
From the A-State to the UK.
Yeah.
International push to get their airplay. It's not about the paper. It's all for the love. And the promotion is gangsta. Got the arts in their blood. The Dreamweavers, throw your hands up in the club. To the tune. You fell asleep to your creations that the world needs to hear, and the message is clear. It's the Artist Connection, and in this category, Tammy LC and Tasha care to share your story. Yes, they care to share your story.
Hey, yo, Tammy LC.